I think I just was horny, to be honest, Oscar. And I think I was like, used one hole, been so good, so far, so good. Got a second one. Give it a go. Might as well give it a go.
A listener production.
This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us today. Hello, everyone, and joyous anal times to all of you. I hope you all enjoyed your option A. If you've got one, if you haven't, grow up and get one. And if you haven't, you're considering it, today's episode might be pushing over the edge, so to speak. We might lube you up to do the purchase of option A. And I've got the gorgeous Chookies from Normal here. We've got Lucy.
Hello.
And we have G-Spa, Jojo Grace.
Hey, everyone.
We love. So we created option A together as a little team. Lucy looking
I'm
so joyous.
Going, so happy.
So proud.
Just a little nod.
She's a proud mummy.
So yeah. Proud of ourselves. All I did was chaotically in a Zoom call tell you my idea. And then everyone else went, congratulations on making it. I go, thank you. I worked so hard.
You did so much more than that.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, but I wasn't like crafting the...
Yeah, like, you weren't like, sculpturing like, it. Yeah.
Chipping it out of stone back in the office.
People are going to do that. Whenever I do a collab, they're literally like, they're like asking me, like, how do you physically make it? I go, I don't fucking know. I just tell people to do it. I just hope that it works out.
I have
out.
An idea and it happens.
Yeah. And in my ADHD brain, I'm like, oh, it just manifests. Like, me thinking that I'm manifestation. I'm going, yeah, I'm just really good manifestation. Yeah.
For those who don't know, option A is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, great point.
No. We know. We're going to get there. We're going to get to a how to. But yeah, option A is a vibrating butt plug modular kit because we love a modular lounge. We love vibrations. we love anal. So we thought, why not bring all the things together? And we'll go into more about how to use it and details later on because we've got sex therapist here, which is a blessing. It's not just me talking literal shit. We also realized in this process how many poo puns there are.
Oh, so many. But sex puns in general, like the amount of times you just say butt in a sentence and constantly, like even at the launch party, like whenever someone said the word asshole, or I mean, that's not a pun. That's just asshole. But yeah, when it's front of mind, there's so much bum stuff everywhere.
Yeah, and sex stuff everywhere. But someone who enjoys it most, I think, would be Lucy.
Yes.
As the owner of Normal.
Look, 80% of getting hired at Normal is your ability to make sex puns, and the other 20% is flexible.
Yeah, so. Which we always laugh about, not laugh about, but we do laugh about it, sorry, it being a fair work issue. Because we're like, we need to, like, what's the line? It's like with this podcast, I say to, like, Lemon Oscar, I ask him, have you been fucked in the ass? And I go, some people are, this could, like, really cancel me if it wasn't me, which is bizarre. Like, what's my defense in court? Oh, but it's me. So,
it's a sex podcast.
But it's just me, so it doesn't really matter. But Lucy, I feel like everyone asks me how I started the butt plug, but I didn't do it. So the question for you is, how did you start a sex toy brand and why? What's Normal's ethos? I think it's different to a lot of other brands.
Yeah, look, like first I told my mum and dad that it was coming and they were like,
see, sex pun.
In the same coming. Sentence as mum and dad.
Oh my God.
Great.
Oh.
See?
You see, I've just developed like sex pun blindness. Like, like just it's so normalized for me. But yeah, so like 3.5 years ago, I emailed G and I was like, very like, I love your work. Like, thinking about starting a sex toy brand. And I think like the thing that we came together, oh my God, it's back. But the thing that we came together around. The thing that like both of us felt was like, look, we've all had that experience of like being in PE and having a very awkward teacher like teach you condoms if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And then being like, I don't know how to have an orgasm. I don't know how to have like pleasurable sex. I don't know how to deal with like any of the things that actually like make sex good. All I've been taught is like a tiny fraction of how to have like healthy, safe sex. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of us like, we're like, oh, like we've all been on these journeys of trying to figure out how to have like fun, fulfilling, like great sex as adults. And I've definitely been there. And then I think also just like looking at a lot of toys in the space, it used to be very like porny and corny. And like, I think.
So true.
Yeah. Like Chemist Warehouse meets Pornhub is like, oh my God. You know? And I think for us, we were like very early on just like, hey, like if you created a brand where you genuinely weren't ashamed of like enjoying sex and genuinely weren't ashamed of like pleasure and you really wanted to just give people like high quality sex education, like what would that look like? And then we kind of like went back from there. And so, yeah, with G, I reached out to her and like the philosophy was like, you know, we can make all these products and we can use it to fund making like free sex education available for everyone on the internet, which is kind of where we all learn it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I wrote G an email and I was like, hi.
It's a really cute email.
Oh my God, I wish we had it. On,
oh, we can find that.
We can find it. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, like, dear sir or madam.
Only if you want. Yeah.
Just wondering if perhaps you were maybe interested in hopping on a call with me. Only 10 minutes. I won't
take your time.
Yeah, I'm really
on the stage was like the smartest person I'd met who was like working in like sexual wellness. And it was also really nice to be working with a woman because at that stage I'd predominantly worked with men who were running sex toy companies.
Yeah, like a lot of the earliest pioneers in this space were like creepy British marketing dudes, for lack of a better word.
Like tech bros that like saw an opening, for lack of a better term.
It's so real because I think like this once upon a time it was like, oh, no one proper would make money in that space. So it's all these people who are like kind of shonky operators who like spotted an opportunity. Yeah. And then the last like 10, 15 years has had this like amazing resurgence of like lots of queer people, lots of like women like coming into the space and trying to start brands that speak to us a bit more as opposed to being like, oh, make it pink. The women will like that, you know?
Yeah. Make it fluoro pink. Then have the advertising be like some woman in like black lingerie crawling over the bed.
Yeah.
Like,
fingering a flower.
Yeah. Like, sexy. Yeah. Oh, so spray some water on it.
Yeah. Droplets. Love droplets.
We actually put a ban on like fruit pictures fingering, as well. When we started the brand, we're like, no grapefruit.
It's been
like,
done.
Okay, but also
a papaya.
I understand, but also our group chat logo was a peach. Yeah, so actually, calling you out for lying on my podcast, our group chat photo was a peach.
I don't mind being a hypocrite. Like,
it's fine. But this, it's fine. Have you both noticed in the past 3.5 years? Have you noticed a change in attitudes towards sex toys? Because it's been like, I think COVID really also let people explore more because what else was there to do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's been, I've been working in this space for 8 years now and like seeing the change over that time where people are so openly speaking about sex toys. And, you know this because you were the first influencer to do a sex toy collab.
Thank you. Someone let me know. Commenting going, why is everyone doing this sound? I went, excuse me, I'm in my first house with the sex toy money, so fuck you. Yeah. Not the whole thing, just a deposit.
And at the time, I know that like, a lot of people were really cautious to partner with sex toy companies or to do anything about sex because it may affect their career if they were overly sexualized.
Well, we have the same manager, G and I, so even more alignment and joy from us. It's been the best collab ever. Well, for me anyway, I wasn't say for all of us, but for me. And my first manager, I remember when Vush reached out to do just a post, like it was just like a smiling with a bright pink vibrator. And they offered me like double my normal rates. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll do that. I don't really give a fuck. Like great.
Are you sex toys?
Free vibrator and like money. What's the issue? And my manager said, nah, you shouldn't. It was a straight man, which never having a straight male manager again, that's actually twisted. And he went, I actually feel sorry for people that have that, side note. I go, are you okay? When they say that, I go, are you all right? Like, they're like controlling.
Do you
want to
talk? Yeah.
Yeah. It's really scary for them. Anyway, moving on. He was like, nah, like don't do it. It'd be really bad for your brand. It'd be really shit. I remember he replied to an email and said, yeah, nah, to an email.
Oh my God.
Then then I fired him. Obviously I was like, I'll just do it myself and save 20% because you aren't even saying hi. Thanks for the offer.
Yeah.
Like, and then I found Ben and then we did the collab with Vush, obviously, because sex positive, because you need a queer.
You need a queer manager
if you're a woman or a woman. it was like crazy to, it was like, no, that'll ruin your career. And I'd come off the Bachelor where I'd been such shamed and I was getting such shamed also by a manager.
Yeah.
It was such a weird experience. And it's changed so much. And now everyone and their dog has done a sex toy. But I'm happy for them, you know?
And I think that, like, that's a thing that we're often asked about, like, competition in the space and what we think of other brands or other toys. But ultimately, you know, it's all a part of this, you know, bigger mission to make positive sex accessible to everyone. And everyone has their different thing. And, you know, we're obviously really proud of what we do with, like, education and making sure we do really great toys. But, yeah, it certainly is a completely different time. We're talking about sex and people not thinking that sex toys are mean anything bad about who you are as a lover, or that, you know, we're still seeing a few myths, but like those myths are starting to be dispelled more culturally and like within the mainstream. So yeah, it's a completely different space at the moment.
So like also the reason why normal isn't scared is because their sex toys are so good. So it's like also we're the best. So you guys can try. Yeah. Me with my bonnet pussy hat on going, we're actually the best and the most educational. So you guys can
try. Serious.
Yeah, we're very serious as well. My Amel and the Sniffers t-shirt and my bionic pussy hat.
Women in STEM.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Women in STEM. On the set of when we were doing all the education, we were like, women in STEM, we're killing it. Women in STEM. Oh, also with sex toys, it's not like it isn't like a clothing brand where you're like, okay, I know that I love Dion Lee, right? Where you go, it's my go-to. With sex toys, there are so many different mechanics, different sizes, different like fields. You can like certain people can like metal butt plugs over silicone ones, or you can like certain sized heads of a clit sucker. Or you can like, so it's not really that much. I mean, in my opinion, also you guys know more, but from what I see, it's like I'm not like dedicated to one sex toy brand. Of course, the education helps with normal, and once you go to normal, I feel like you tend to stay. But it's not like I'm like, oh my God, like, I'll only buy from this brand. There's so much opportunity to be had. And if you find a great clit sucker, you might then want to try a different clit sucker. You might want to try a different vibrator or a different shape. It's not like it's like, it's never
it's
ending.
It's like a cult. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's always different ways you can use different things, and you have a backup vibrator and you can try different things. I feel like.
But you've got a bench for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Be non-monogamous with your toy toolkit.
That's so true.
Yeah, because it's all like everyone has different needs. And, you know, if you're wanting, like, if you're wanting a strap on and you're wanting to explore all those different tools, or if you're wanting like something that has more sensory play, there may be certain brands that do more of those tools and toys that you need. So, yeah, it's, I mean, if the idea is sexual exploration and finding new sensations, then yeah, it's pretty classic for people to find a range of toys that work for them.
And we also, like, I remember when we started, like, this was something we talked about a lot, was like being like, oh, like, how could you make an experience where no one regrets their experience, like, with the brand? And like, and yeah, genuinely, it was like, you can make the best sex toy in the world, but it won't be perfect for every person's body. Like, literally, like, the where your G-spot is relative to your clit or whatever, like, actually varies. And it was a bit like, I think, experimental at the time, but it has gone really well. We were like, okay, we've got this thing called the 100 night stand. And it's like, you can essentially like return any toy in the range within 100 nights if it doesn't work for you. I mean, like, try something else. And it's just, the philosophy is just like, genuinely, like, you should never regret the experience. You should always feel like you're going to get like this amazing value from it. Also, I hope that doesn't sound weirdly salesy. It's just like, actually,
it's like Boost Juice one sip guarantee. Like,
yeah.
I used to work at Boost. But all right, let's get into the anal. Let's fucking do it. I'm going to get out my option A so that we can, even though people won't be able to see.
Yeah.
So our option A, here's my vision. Okay, here we go. So I told this on my Instagram yesterday, whenever this released, like last week or 2 weeks ago. This is how the butt plug came into existence. So I am an anal bitch, although I ebb and flow. I'm not doing anal that regularly, but when I get into anal,
it's like all you can think about.
Yeah, it's like I just want to do anal, right? That was like, I went through a stage and my boyfriend when I was like 24 was like, can we just have vaginal sex? Like, I was like, no. And he was like, I think we need to just like,
let's like, spice it up.
Yeah, spice it up and do P and V. He's like, let's be crazy and have vanilla sex. And I was like, no. He's like, put the handcuffs away. Let's get rid of the anal beads. Let's just, and I'm like, what the fuck? You're crazy. Out of control. I remember one time we had a joke where we were like, oh, we should like, my kink is using condoms. Like, we were like laughing about like, my kink is having safe sex. Like it's so crazy.
How did you start first getting into anal though? Like, what did you kind of like? Yeah.
So I think I just was horny, to be honest, Oscar. I think I was like, used one hole, been so good, so far, so good. Got a second one. Give it a go. Might as well give it a go. Well, third one, including mouth. And no, so I was like, okay, I'm going to do anal. And I Googled like how to do anal, like how to start anal, because I knew that probably shouldn't just go from
nothing,
from zero,
nothing
to,
yeah, zero to 100. So I went to this place called The Den in the Valley.
The Den!
Wait, is this in Brisbane?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay. You know, The Den, it was like a chemist warehouse sex store. It actually was. I was like to this man in a fishnet top. I said, it was like a movie. I was like, I want to try and do anal. And he's like, all right, Dals, well, you can't just get fucked in the ass straight away. You've got to get a butt plug and try with a butt plug, and then you got to douche and you got to get lube. So let's go over here. We go over to the butt plug wall. And I go, And what he gave me was this red butt plug, which is still, like, obviously besides option A, my favourite butt plug. But it looks a bit tragic now. Yeah, I don't know what's happened to it. I don't know if, like, I left it out in the sun.
Or maybe you use the wrong lube and it gets, like, bally or something.
No, it's, like, got, like, a stain on it, but not a poo stain. It's got, it looks like it's got, like, bleached. Like, it's like...
Oh, acidic anus.
Maybe.
Is it a thing, seriously?
No. Okay. I don't know. That's not a professional
thing that I was
saying.
Who knows at this point? But yeah. And this one was like, it had a firm interior, and then it had almost like a plush layer, but it had was silicone, but it was kind of like
a little squishy.
Squishy-ish around the outside, and it was like it would feel like metal on the inside and then a layer of squishy-ish and then silicone.
Oh, cool.
So you get the structure of a butt plug, but it wasn't as hard to insert, and had a rounded tip, and it's got, we love obviously a flared base always. And so he was like, just go and try it by yourself and sit. He was so, wow, what a great employee. Side note.
Yeah.
Wish I could recommend him. I wish I knew his name.
I wonder where he is.
I wish I could send him one of these and go, look what you've done. I love you.
If you're listening.
Yeah. If you're listening, you remember this for some reason from 10 years ago, hit me up. I'll send it to you. And he was like, you want to sit on it. You don't want to try and push it in yourself on all fours, because the weight of your body, you then can feel like you have full control and you aren't reaching your arm around the back, and you can just kind of ease your way on. And he also was like, don't do it with a partner until you're fully comfortable and you can have an orgasm with it in. He was so lovely. And he was like, don't like try and get it all in on the first go. Don't be ashamed if you don't. It was actually like a beautiful experience. Went home, tried, got about 4 centimetres in. Was like, whoa, what the fuck? Actually 2. And I was like, whoa, this is fucked. But horny, but fucked. He also was like always use like another vibrator or something. So I got another vibrator while I was there. This is pre-suction vibrators. Side note, whoa, the dark days.
Yeah, veteran.
Literally, can you imagine? It's literally like Jesus times.
Game changing.
What the hell? It was just vibrators, like shower heads. That was all we had.
Cleopatra with a gourd.
I know. Cleopatra loved it. And then I went home and I did that. And then I worked my way up to be able to being fucked in the ass. And then kept using it. And then eventually I got bored of the stationary plug. And thought,
oh, so it wasn't vibrating.
It wasn't vibrating. Okay. It was just a normal butt plug.
Yeah.
Then like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I got a vibrating butt plug. But they're actually really hard to find.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys, obviously you guys do know this, but I looked for one that wasn't giant for so long. And then I found one and it kind of looked like the Prince symbol and it was purple. And I thought, wow, raspberry beret who? That's another word for hemorrhoids. So then I used it with someone, and I hadn't done anal in a while, but I was like, the vibrations, I used it alone, obviously first, as I always do. And it was very pointy on top. And it kind of felt like this almost like spiky thing at the bottom. And it was very annoying to use because you couldn't really like get like fucked in your pussy while it was.
It was like getting in the way.
Yeah, it was in the way. And it kind of like would twist around and it was weird. But it still was the amazing experience that it was. And he came so hard and I came so hard and we were literally like laughing afterwards. Like we were like, what? We were like, whoa. Like we were like, because we used to have, when we first had sex, I remember we like laughed like 10 minutes afterwards. We're like, that was like the best sex of my life. What the fuck? And then that was like a year later and we were like, what the hell was that? And then he said that I have a bionic pussy because of that.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, because the vibrations went through my anal wall.
Yeah, your rectum.
Rectum. There we go. Through to my vaginal canal.
Mm. Yes, yeah, nailed it. Good.
Sex ed, I'm scared of you here. And you could feel the vibrations in my pussoir. Now, obviously, A, that's people that have vulvas, but also, like, the point of this isn't to give someone else pleasure. It's to give yourself pleasure, just as a caveat. But that was one of the biggest benefits because I came so hard because of how hard he came. I was almost laughing when he was coming. And now whenever I like go to use it with someone, I go, oh, let's use his butt plug. And it's almost like a prank, but like a prank for good. Where I go, I don't tell them how good it's going to be. And I go, oh, I really want to use this for me. And then I go, and I'm like giggling to myself going, bionic.
Jesse Way. Yeah, I'm like, going to change your life. You're going to fall in love with me.
I'm like, we're going to do it. And
and that's the backstory.
It's actually like, it's like Ashton Kutcher punked, but it's just like bionic pussy pranks. But it's pranks for good. It's a new charity that I'm creating.
I think anal actually does completely open people's eyes and like changes people's lives and makes them fall in. Like I've heard so many stories of someone having their prostate being massaged or like coming anally if they have a penis and then them just completely falling in love with the person
agreed.
Who's done it to them.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yep. Or like, and someone Christ. With a vulva too, like you still can experience an orgasm from having anal stimulation and using a butt plug or being rimmed or being fingered. And because it's this like eye-opening experience of pleasure that you've never accessed before, you can like kind of fall in love with the person who's allowed you to experience this.
Yeah, it's quite twisted. I mean, I did get a Valentine's Day text a couple of days later, but then he ghosted me. So I think the bionic, yeah. I think the prank wore
lust,
off.
Lust.
Yeah, the prank wore off, but I still got more attention than I usually did for a whole week. And I went, well, that kind
That's
of works.
Great,
better make
I
my
guess.
Own version and step it up a little bit. So let's explain the toy first because I feel like we're going to get carried away with all the benefits of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And just a warning, this is going to sound like an infomercial, but these are the conversations we have just with each other, at each other, as though we all don't know. Like we're like, and also, the good thing is, so we do mean it and we do love it and we have the credibility of both Lucy and G here. So what we have in the toolkit is, this was my vision. So I was on a walk without AirPods and ADHD brains just create weird things on those walks. And I was like, oh my God, sex toys, what can I do? And then I was like, what's my dream sex toy? Because I had a feeling someone would want to make another one with me sometime soon. Manifestation again.
Yeah, wow, look at you.
Wow, okay.
Tarot queen.
I know, I did some tarot cards on my walk, doing it on my phone. No, so, and I was like,
you should make a tarot kit, but it's all just sex toys.
Women in STEM yet again. We can't stop, us three. But so, the idea was, I was like, what's the ultimate starter kit? Because that gorgeous chook in the den, there's literally a chicken in the den. that gorgeous person in the den that told me about this gave me so many tips. And I feel like there's so much fear around anal. And whenever I would tell my friends that I liked anal, even like if I was going to have sex with a man and I would mention anal, they'd get way too excited. And I go, calm down. This is a prank. I don't want this in my life. So I thought we want to make sure I want a toy that will make people enjoy anal who haven't tried it before. And I felt like, what's the way to make it the easiest for training and the best for like easing in? And I thought of this. So what you get in the kit is you get this amazing toolkit that was G's idea that is so queer.
You can wrap it around and look like it's a toolkit, but
it's pretty horny. So it's washable canvas, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Very important.
Very important to be washable, obviously. You don't want any E. coli.
Yeah, it's like a tool belt.
It's a tool belt.
Yeah, it's not strap-onable, but you could get a bit.
You could use a safety pin or something and be naughty with it. Yeah.
Roll like, it, hang it, travel with it.
Carpenter role play. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh my God. Like
artist role play. Store your brushes.
I almost said something so. I almost end this out, I bleep this out, but I almost went, Scotty Cam role play. Like,
look,
I'm on the block,
I mean,
I'm on the block.
90s.
I'm on the block, I didn't mean. Fuck. Actually, leave that in. Sorry, Scotty Cam. I'm sure someone's done it. again, this is, it's going to sound like an infomercial. I feel like Lisa Rinna, but it literally, it's genius for a few reasons. You can have all of your butt plug kit parts in here. It also has like, what, 2-3 extra spaces that you can fit other normal or other branded.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't care.
Open. Get your favorite lube,
cleaning spray. There are extra spots for extra toys, because a big thing that like we were talking about how annoying it is when you're trying to get horny and you're trying to sexily find the vibrator and you always look really embarrassing.
Yeah.
And you're like,
sorry,
oh my God, it's a charge.
It won't be long. Fuck, it's not charged.
Yeah, then you can't find the charger and it's in like a big ball in the corner and you're like, like a tumbleweed of vibrator charges.
It's not in fabric as well. It gets fluff on it.
Yeah.
And it's fucking annoying.
Yes. So that's the amazing packaging that we love. And it's also really beautiful. And also my face isn't on it. So we did it on purpose.
Not staring at you.
Yeah, I'm not going, hello.
Like,
it just looks like a normal, no one has to know that you got it from Microlab if you're ashamed, which is fine. I don't mind if you're ashamed. But so in the kit, you get a bullet vibrator that can be used by itself externally. Okay. Sorry, I don't want to be, okay, people were like, make sure no one puts it up their asshole. Okay, guys, use a bullet vibrator as you normally would. So externally, wouldn't really put it inside your vagina. I mean, you can if you want to hook it out.
Yeah, the bullet's not going to do anything. Well, I can't say that for everyone, but yeah, it's for external use.
It's a bullet vibrator. So use a bullet vibrator. I'm trying to not sound condescending. Try to use a bullet vibrator the way that you normally would. Don't put it up your asshole. But it's just an extra bonus that you get a bullet vibrator, okay? Then what we have is 2 different molds. One that's a small size. It'd probably be about the diameter, what, like?
A couple centimetres?
Yeah.
2-3?
2-3 centimetres. So it isn't very big at all. And then a big one that's like probably a centimetre bigger in diameter. So it'd be like 3-4 centimetres. It's like a 50-cent coin and a 20-cent coin, I would say, if you're going to measure.
Australia,
like, you don't do ring measurements for yourself, but it's another kind of ring measurement.
And that's
you
like go, the... Is this part of your conversation when you were manufacturing it, talking about coins?
That was exactly it.
Exactly.
And that's at the widest part of it too, because it has like a smaller tip so that you can more easily insert it.
Yeah.
Thank you, G. Very good point. So
also, it's shaped like a elongated spade, like on your deck of cards. Is that how you'd say?
I was picturing a different spade and I was like, I'm not with you yet.
Yeah.
But yes.
But let me see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got the two here and they're an elongated spade. Good work, Oscar. Love that.
Thank you.
With a flared base, because you always want your anal toys to have a flared base, obviously, so you can get it out. And don't try and be crazy and push it past the flared base. I don't know why anyone would do that, but someone DM'd me saying some people might. Again, my fear with this is it might seem condescending what we're saying, but people have messaged saying, what if you push it past the flared base?
Yeah.
You shouldn't really be able to.
And but that might be at the flared base and like just don't.
Yeah.
Just also, what if questions are anxiety based? So
exactly. True.
And that's why we do education, because people have never been taught about anal stuff before. So that's why we made so many videos.
Yeah, we've got endless videos on the website. We literally spent a whole day in 40 degree heat doing it for you all. So go fucking watch them. We were sweating.
Oh my God, there's so much tit sweat.
I know.
Your mic kept slipping off on this.
Tit sweat is such a real thing.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
It's so real.
Even for someone with A boobs. Yeah.
It's still happening. Yeah. Next episode, tit sweat. Just an hour and a half on tit sweat. But so what you can do, what you should do, is get some lube, put it around the bullet vibrator, and then put it into either of the molds. Obviously, if you're starting out, start with the smaller one. And you can turn the vibrator on. Now, we were anti-Morse code with this.
Yes.
So for those of you who don't understand, a lot of vibrators will have this. These are the settings. Love. 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 Then it goes. And you go, what the fuck?
Never
mind
that.
Am I supposed to freestyle at the top of this?
And just like, when you're coming, it like stops. And then it goes. After you
yeah. And you go, okay. Like, I don't know if it's meant to like stimulate like a straight man eating you out or something, like not quite getting it. I don't know if it's meant to be like method. You're doing method, getting eaten out by a straight man. But like Yeah, experimental. Like, oh, what's it going to be? Can I still come with this
diversity, bad adversity? Edging. You're like, that's not how to edge, babe.
Yeah.
Like, no.
So and sometimes you don't know you're on the highest. And then you do
and
it.
Then you and, do, and then you have to go to the Morse code for 7 rounds. Yeah.
So we're anti-Morse code and we all agreed upon that because we thought, I'm not doing in my asshole. And if you want to, do that, I guess you can quickly use a remote and go.
Yeah.
But I've never met anyone, and obviously we all talk about sex toys a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Oscar, Len, feel free to chime in. Yeah. There goes, because everyone laughs about this Morse code thing that's gone, I only use a Morse code. I love being edged continuously. And also, it's not even edging. It's like you can't even get to, you're edging.
Do you know what? I think this is because cis straight men have been making toys for people with vulvas without actually knowing that.
Like asking that. Someone.
That's so true. Asking any question.
Just going to ram her and just suddenly stop.
Yeah. It's like getting jackhammered by vibration.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
pretty
like
much.
In and out feels good for me, it'll probably feel good for you. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's true. So at the time that I had a guy that I was dating and I told him over dinner, I was trying to be communication queen. And I was like, hey, just so you know, like when you jackhammer me, I get no pleasure from that. Like if you are having pleasure from it, so fine. Like I'm not hating it, but I will never come. And he was like, I fucked more girls than you have. I think I know what women like.
Oh my God.
And I was like, okay, but that's wrong. I went to all girls' school and all my friends are women and we all laugh at you over dinner about how embarrassing it is. The word jackhammer brings a visceral reaction to it, brings a bad vibe to a dinner party.
That's probably why Lem is gay, you know?
Yeah. That's the reason Lem is gay. You don't know what she's gone through. And then he was like, no. And I was like, but regardless, I don't like it. So why the fuck are you putting me through this?
That's really that's a disappointing way to receive feedback where you've been like, hey, like I'm willing to participate in that if you're enjoying it. But I just want to let you know that if you want me to come, these are all the things you can do.
Yeah.
And for him to then be like, well, you're wrong. All the other girls can come in that way and to make you feel like you're not normal.
Emotionally immature, basically.
Mm. Yeah.
I get a version of this dealing with like investors and stuff for normal, where I'll be like chatting about the brand and whatever. And I'll be like talking about things like the gender orgasm gap, which is essentially like if you're a straight man, you're about 2 times as likely to come in partnered sex as like a cis straight woman in Australia. And they're like, oh, I wouldn't know anything about that personally. You know, like, I'm sure you're right, but like, I wouldn't know anything about it. And I'm like, let me introduce you to the orgasm faking stats.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
also shut up.
Yeah. You don't need to.
Shush.
Yeah.
Oh, I make my bitch come. Maybe you don't.
They're like, it's never happened to me. Or being like, oh, like, you know, most people need clit stimulation. Like, and a minority might come from penetration alone. And they'll be like, yeah, like everyone comes from penetration with me. And I'm like, again, orgasm faking stats time.
Yeah. I've got a magic cock, so I'm not really sure I wouldn't get it. Can you explain that more? Because I don't get it.
Yeah.
Shut up. Go on,
I'm like, statistically, it's very unlikely that you've only slept with those women.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's tragic. It's so sad. But also, side note, never fake orgasms because all you're doing is giving someone false confidence to go into a meeting with Lucy and mansplain to her that women actually come all the time and she's wrong. So if
but
you want to fight patriarchy.
But sometimes you just want to get it over and done with.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, let's just pretend it's done and you can leave and I can get on with my day.
No. I want them to know. I've also, went through a period of time where I was really trying to dismantle patriarchy one step at a time. And once I came, I would stop having sex with them. I would go, I'm done. And then I'd stop fucking just so I could get a little bit of revenge. I was quite bitter. I stopped.
How did they respond?
Well, I couldn't really say anything. I'd go, oh, yeah. I mean, they were all quite fine, but I was like, oh, I've come now. So,
but it's interesting how like we're so used to this social script that sex ends when someone ejaculates.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, like the fact that it would be revolutionary for someone to be like, oh, well, I'm done, and I'm
tired.
Like, I can call time on this experience. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. I used to be like, you can like jack yourself off if you want, or like lay here naked. You like watch me.
I'll kiss your neck.
Yeah, I'll kiss your neck. Like, I'm done. I'm tired.
Can't move, Abby.
I mean, like, men have been doing that to me since I was fucking 15. Yeah, like, go away.
Sweet revenge.
And going, well, you can. And then I have to go, oh, can I masturbate next to you? And they go, yeah, mate, I guess. You can masturbate next to me. Get fucked. So never fake orgasms. That's my tip. Even if you want it done, if they're not going to come without you orgasming, then they should try harder.
I think there's something really powerful about being like, hey, I want to stop, or that was really good, I'm done. Like yeah. if you feel like you're not about to orgasm and then you're stressing yourself about not orgasming and you're like, oh, I've got so much to do or whatever, just say you're done. Yeah. And I mean, a lot of the time actually it relieves a lot of pressure for everyone involved, because then it's not about it being orgasm centric, but it's just about finishing if you're bored or they're not hitting the right spot or you're not enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah. It's all about the climb. In the words of Miley Cyrus. Love it. That's what that song's about.
Yeah.
So you can put, let's go back to how to use it. Fuck. Sorry. Distracted. I've gone through all the parts, haven't I? I've got the remote as well, because a huge thing was...
That was where we went jackhammering.
Mm. Yeah, sorry, jackhammering.
Like, where's the button from...
So the button is on the bottom of the bullet vibrator.
Oh, okay.
And it stays in. And then once it's on, then you can use the remote that is attached. We were supposed to wear our butt plugs for this interview, us three. Can't do
go
it
on.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, just like, yeah. There's like, we had it, we just chop it and then we're like, we're back.
Swimming, one just beat smiling a bit more.
Literally
and
going.
Lem's got three remotes in front of her.
I'll do a Morse code for you. Yeah. Oh, wow, that's hot.
Oh, that was real. That went into my heart.
Vegas
that
nerve.
That was ASMR. Beautiful.
Anyway.
So, what are the different, can you go the different speeds with the
So the different
vibration?
Speeds, like I was saying, then all we have is
it's like seven.
Yeah, good one. Oh, I want to hear them. I want to hear them. Oh.
Fa.
Yes.
So. La. Di. Do.
Was that seven?
Yes. Wow. Sound of Music. Dope. A dia, a fee. Fuck, sorry,
ADHD.
We should
ADHD. Totally do a song with that shit.
We should do a vibrator orchestra.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me write that down. Patent pending, tarot, anal. So we've got seven settings. We've got two different butt plug molds. But the remote is a slay because you don't want to reach around. That was an issue that I had with my Prince one. Sorry, Prince, rest in peace. But then I had my Prince on was I had to reach around and it was really difficult because, like, you were about to come and you wanted to just be like, more.
Yeah.
And you can't. So, okay, let's go through our benefits of it being for a beginner.
Yeah, so I think, like, when you pitched the idea to us of it being a modular kit, it was one of these things that was really exciting because we hear all the time that if you're new to anal, it can feel intimidating because we've had all of these ideas about what anal is and that it will hurt or, you know, who it's for. But it being a beginner kit allows you to try something out with the smaller plug and then build your way up. And a lot of what we've been doing with the education as well is, as Beautiful Man from the Den said, like, you start on your own, and maybe you even start on your own with external finger play just to observe how it feels to massage yourself externally. And that might be around the anus or it might be the perineum. But starting solo and on your own not only allows you to get used to it, but it also allows you to explore pleasure, because that's what this is all about. Like, it's not just about enduring something in your anus. It's about actually experiencing pleasure.
Yeah, there's no point doing it if you're not getting pleasure from it.
Exactly.
I think a huge question was people asking about pain.
Mm. And it shouldn't be painful. No. Sex should never involve unwanted pain. Of course, if you're doing something kinky and spanking or, you know, you're actively seeking out the pleasure pain experience, amazing. But if you're wanting to use a butt plug and you're after pleasure, it shouldn't involve any unwanted pain.
Absolutely. And I think the vibrations, I think, are the biggest thing that will help beginners.
Because it's about
pleasure.
That's
my opinion. Yeah, yeah, because it becomes about pleasure the entire time. And I saw there was a review by someone that said that they always hated the process of getting the butt plug in. Loved it once it was in, but then they were like, getting it in was always a bit of like a chore. Like, again, I remember this. Yeah, because we did a focus group before we launched it. 40 people, was it? 40? 38? Yeah. Or was it 40 exactly?
I think it was about, I think the 38, 39. But yeah, like, people of like everything from like 18 to like in their 60s, like, you know, queer, straight, like cis, people with penises, people with vulvas, just like everyone, queer, non-binary, straight. Like, I think just a whole real like collection of people trying it. One person who was like, yeah, I've like used butt plugs before, and like just being able to like feel like it's just pleasurably like vibrating the whole way in feels awesome. Yeah.
And also the vibrations, whenever I've used butt plugs, boring stationary butt plugs in the past.
Analog
butt plugs. I feel like once it's, okay, what, getting it in, a bit of a chore, never should be painful, but a bit of like a, okay, we there yet? You know what I mean? Then once it's in, I only really feel the sensation for like 10 minutes, maybe. You kind of get used to the feeling really quickly. And while that does, another benefit of butt plugs is like the vibrations going through the rectum, the wall, it also like makes there more pressure on the penis if you're having sex with a penis and you have a vulva.
Yeah, true. So yeah, I mean, and that's for anyone who is wanting that direct or indirect stimulation of those sensitive areas, like the G-spot or the A-spot. But it's also for people who like the feeling of being slightly more full, like the size queens out there who want, who really enjoy that sensation.
Yeah, it makes there more pressure around your vaginal canal because there's less room and therefore like your nerve endings are more stimulated, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Looking at you going, is that correct, mummy?
Yeah. Yes, good girl.
Thank you.
Can I ask is it best to like put it in while it's vibrating or is it best to like turn it on afterwards?
Yeah, so I would recommend, well, I mean, I think it actually comes down to solo exploration. Using vibration whilst you're inserting it may, as Abby was saying, like may allow for you to experience more pleasure. And the more pleasure you're feeling, the more relaxed your body will be, the better the experience will be. The reason, to kind of step back a bit, the reason why we always start with like external stimulation, like warming up the anus, is that you can kind of see the anus like blink at you when it's ready. It like gapes a little bit. And so rather than like putting anything into an anus that's like tight, after taking time to build arousal with touch and stimulation, it'll kind of, you can see it. I don't know if anyone can, you know, attest to this.
Confirm, yes, sorry. Yes, confirm. You're like, I'm on myself right now. Yes, I can
see. Anyone else blinking? But yeah, you can kind of see it. So I guess that perhaps to answer that question, that will be more of an individual thing. So for someone who finds vibrations really pleasurable, try inserting it first with the vibration. But if you're new to vibrations as a whole and you're just wanting to simplify it even more, you can use it without. But the main thing is just making sure you have your lube on the plugs because your anus, your rectum doesn't lubricate. So that will also make it feel better as well.
Mm. Personally, because I'm not a sex therapist, I can say this because you have to be like, it's up to the individual. What I fucking do is I have the vibrator on and then kind of like tease my asshole with the tip of the plug. And these plugs are really good as well. Like the one that gorgeous Chook in the Den gave to me. They're rounded. The silicone is quite soft. It's not like completely malleable, but it's soft. It's more,
it's designed to be like kind of a little bit squishy and like, it's like medical grade and all of those good things where you're just like, okay, cool.
Yeah. So if your asshole isn't really ready for the taking, if you squeeze as hard as you can on the butt plug, it also goes in a little bit more. So it can be a little bit smaller than how it looks, tiny, tiny, tiny bit. But it does help kind of with that feeling of like, oh, okay, I can feel it giving a little bit. It's got a rounded tip. It also isn't as heavy as a metal butt plug. And the heaviness actually is a huge thing that I've experienced and hated. People love it. Again, some people love it. So if you love that, slay. But for me, as someone who comes in and out of anal, I prefer something that, well, like this. It can vibrate for insertion. It has a rounded tip because the pointy tips can actually hurt. I've had like anal bleeding from a pointy tip metal one before. And it's, a little bit more malleable. So I think that for me, vibrations really help insertion. They also help with foreplay in general. And you also can just use it, we were saying education, just solely as an external toy, just for anal mapping. Mm,
exactly.
That's what I learned about.
and then when it, so for someone who's new, when it's in, like, and this is why it's also a great beginner tool for if you're wanting to have it in couple sex, in that you could have someone sort of insert it and remove it. You could also do this on your own. And a lot of people really love the feeling of it going in and going out. And they might pair their, I mean, that might make them come, but they may pair their orgasm with either pushing it in further of course, the flared base is still out, or removing it at the peak of orgasm. Mm. But actually, one thing that I found really interesting when speaking with people before the launch, I was testing it out on, I was speaking with people. Oh. I was speaking with people at parties.
I had home visits to 40 people.
I was speaking with people at parties, and I was more interested in speaking with straight men. And yeah, I'd just be like, yeah, we're launching this amazing new butt plug. And the intrigue was fascinating, where they'd be like, oh, I've always been curious about this, and I've never really known how to ask my partner to do this, and I'm really nervous because they may not be into putting their finger in me or anything in me. And then we'd be speaking for a while, and they'd be like, oh, Rob, come here. And that's a fake name. Oh, wow. George is launching a butt plug. And then I've got two of them talking.
It's like a flock.
And then after a few minutes, just a lot of, yeah, straight men really curious about it, but not knowing how to ask their partners. And a great thing about a plug is that if they're wanting to, you know, try it out, have it inside of them, they don't necessarily need anything else from their partner's body if they're not quite ready to put a finger up their bum or to lick their bum or to either like use a strap on and penetrate them.
Which is my dream. If anyone wants to get pegged, let me know. That's a sidebar. That's like a side quest of mine, is to peg someone. But that's so true actually, because then they can experience the pleasure and also they can explore it by themselves without needing a partner there. I think a lot of straight men are really, like, they suppress their sexuality so much. And they don't have any, there aren't very many toys, God, the poor straight men, they don't have many toys catered to them.
Yeah, they don't, and this is exciting.
Yeah, and this is a great opportunity to explore with vibration in a way and anal play in a way that is, like, completely safe because they can do it alone.
And this is, like, this would pair so well with, like, masturbation or, like, exactly. Using it in the shower. So, like, giving yourself, like, a hand job, like, the way that you normally would plus something like this is, like, gives you the ability to experience prostate orgasms, which I think, like, yeah, it's such a, like, so many straight men are like, I didn't know I could have, like, multiple orgasms without ejaculating. Yeah.
I have multiple men that I've slept with message me and go, hey, can you use this on me? And I go, back off. Yeah. I'm single now, so yeah, if I have to. They're like, bring it next time. And I'm like, I don't have enough for all of you. I'm like, go buy it.
Yeah, you go buy it.
It's a charity. Well, it is a charity actually, isn't it? It's positive pranks. Pranks for good. But yeah, I think that a lot of men are so interested and they've only had their one crazy sex story is like, and a girl put her finger in my ass one time and you go, wow.
And it changed your life.
So exciting for you. So straight men absolutely can use, this was a question that we had. He was saying, you can use whatever you want, no matter what your sexuality or your gender.
Everyone has an anus.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you find a way to use it, you're allowed to use it. As long as it's safe and it's got a flared base, you can do it. You can do whatever you want. But imagine it having, imagine someone with a vulva and someone with a penis having sex with this. And like if the person with the vulva had it in and then the person with a penis had their own in.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That would be next level. It's like, yeah, you'd fly.
Like explosion.
That's like AI sex. That's like crazy. That's like, whoa, like Terminator.
We actually had someone message us like about this for normal and they were like, can I get another bullet separately? Because exactly the situation. They were like, we want to use it together. Like we both want to have one in. And I was like, oh, babe, shit. We haven't like separated out the bullet yet. You might have to buy another. I'm sorry. But love this. Love your dream. Amazing. But so you can definitely do that.
Yeah, and maybe other kind of bullets would fit in there, different size. You can just try. If you've got a bullet, you might be able to find one that does fit in there.
I think you could probably do it. Yeah. I might actually try and find one we can recommend.
Yeah, that, or just buy a second.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Okay, so we've gone through avoiding pain because pain shouldn't really ever be something unless you want it, like we've been saying. But I think the vibrations minimize pain, lube minimize pain, relaxing. I think as well, getting used to anal pleasure by yourself is my biggest thing, and not putting pressure on it. Like you were saying, gee, it's not like an end goal of like, once the plug's in, I am then worthy. Mm. It's like the point is to enjoy. Is to enjoy the whole exactly. Exactly. Enjoy your whole in every way that you can. The second thing that is big that I have not spoken about yet, I've spoken about pain a bit in interviews and stuff, but everyone's even too scared to ask about the mess.
Are they?
People, not one interviewer has asked me about poo yet. And I'm going, I'm waiting. I've got my answer ready.
Whoa.
So, and I've had a lot of DMs about it, people saying, I really want to do anal play and I'm really scared of the mess. Now, I just want to give my top line. Before we get into anal in general, with a plug specifically, the reason why I would say use a plug specifically to avoid mess is that you don't have to be inserting it and taking it out. Inserting it and taking it out. You can just put it in. Once it's in, you can then take it out without anyone else around.
Yep.
On the toilet.
Hop in the shower.
Yep. Hop in the shower and do it and just be by yourself to take it out. That's why I think plugs in particular are good for mess. So I would say personally, you don't have to prep all the time, but there are ways to prep, which I'm going to hand over to you guys.
Yeah, there are ways to prep. And I think it's like the way that we like to look at this is that you prep for all kinds of sexual experiences. So some people that's, you know, jumping in the shower. For some people that's, you know, making sure that they're feeling fresh and clean, and we all have our preferences for that.
Not having Mexican food.
Not having Mexican
sure.
food.
Yeah.
If you're allergic to something, not eating it, you know, there's a lot that you can do. And I think that when it comes to anal, everyone will have different preferences. So it might be as simple as jumping in the shower. It might be having some baby wipes. It might be, you know, going to the bathroom and very quickly freshening up. Some people may like to do more of a digital or internal clean. So that might be just getting their finger and just gently inserting their finger into their anus and cleaning. Others may want to do more of a deeper clean, and that would be something like a douche or an enema. That is basically a bulb with a little spout and you put water in it and you insert the tip of that into your anus and you gently squeeze some water in and then you release it into the toilet or the shower. You don't necessarily have to do that, but I think for those people who feel nervous, it may give them the peace of mind that they need.
Yes, and you do it until the water runs clear?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So you might do it a few times.
And a bidet, is that an option as well?
Yeah, this is
that
me
is,
sending
wait,
Abby.
My Middle Eastern queen.
Yeah, absolutely. That could be a great option. Do you have one?
Yeah, I sent a photo to Abby today. I'm like, I'm prepped today.
Whoa.
I'm getting a bidet in my renovations because Lem has inspired me.
Beautiful.
Because it actually is honestly, quite disgusting when you use bidets.
It's
side
actually
note.
Wild
side note.
That you
thank you, Abby.
Toilet paper.
What an ally.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Great for the environment.
Progressive queen.
It might also help you get used to anal stimulation.
True. Whoa. We love it. And people also do different diets, like eat
yes,
lighter.
High but, fiber diets. Yep.
But, you know, I don't really want to comment on the diets and give you guys step by steps of how to
no.
not be pooing because that feels like an in disorder.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes. And that's just, yeah, I think that what we're wanting to be really conscious of is giving everyone the information that they need so they feel comfortable and confident and sexy and hot going into anal, but also not overcomplicating it and making it this big thing that you need to prep for days or mm-hmm. weeks, that it can just not. Be integrated into no. all of your sex.
Yeah, and I think like with so many things with sex, like if you've never been taught it, like none of us got anal sex positive information ever mm-hmm. in school, and like if all you've seen is like porn, yeah, you end up like filling that gap of like information gap with like catastrophizing mm-hmm. and like, you know, horror stories and like jokes about anal. And like, I think for most people, just even being like the way that your anus works isn't like, you know, there's like, I'm trying to think of a delicate way to put this.
Mm. Don't be delicate. It's my podcast.
Yeah.
I have a hat that says bionic pussy yeah. and I'm wearing an animal service t-shirt.
I forgot what pod I was on. Yeah. All right. So like, it's not Groundhog Day, babes. Like, like you have a intestine, like if you have eaten something, it'll be way up there most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I think people are like imagining that like, you know, if you pull out a butt plug, there'll be something on it every time. Like it won't. Like most of the time, it's like
most
it's
of the time
not.
It
like,
doesn't.
There's no contact.
I think people also think that when you put something in your bum hole, you're putting something straight into a log of poo. But like
that's what I was trying to say. Thank you.
It's not stored in the rectum. Like you put your finger in and you will feel your rectum.
Yeah, and that's it. Mm. And I think so people think that once you put something in, when you pull it out, it's almost like a plunger, but it's not.
Yeah, it's like...
yeah, people are like, I'm getting explosive shit everywhere. And I go, what the fuck? Who is telling you this? Like, I'm sure, I reckon there's like an old wives' tale that I heard in high school that was like, and my friend did anal and then she liquid shat everywhere. I'm going, that is shit. Like, there's
a version
dietary
of that in every
issue.
School.
Yeah. there. Okay, so mess we've sorted.
Yep.
So if you're scared of that, get over it. You're over the pain, you're over the mess. Grow up. Third issue is I think a lot of
like debating.
My whole life is debating. I'm aggressively forced into five butt plugs. I'm like,
I win.
The other thing people we spoke about briefly, which is going to be quite short answer, does it mean that I'm gay if I'm a man that likes anal pleasure?
I mean, like, if I like my inner thigh being kissed, that doesn't mean I'm pansexual. Like, if I like my nipple to be sucked, it doesn't make me straight.
So
like,
true.
just because I like a part of my body being stimulated, it says nothing about my sexuality. And yeah, I think that when I hear this, I do have a lot of care and empathy for people. Like we've all grown up, or not all, I can't make that statement for everyone, but most of us have grown up with very homophobic ideas around what sex is and what our desires mean. But we all have so many sensitive nerve endings in our anus and our rectum. And if you enjoy a certain kind of stimulation, that says nothing about your sexuality. The only thing that says something about your sexuality is you. And yeah, we really need to stop assuming that someone will be into something else based on a type of sex that they like having.
And there can be gay men who actually don't like anal play.
Yeah.
Good point.
So it's just like,
exactly. Totally. Tops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the tops? Top rights. You know what I mean?
Parasia.
Amen. See? Amen. But I'm open. I'm open to the idea after this.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Because you could wear it and still be topping.
Yeah, you could still be topping. You don't have to be. Yeah. No, but genuinely. Oh, yeah, exactly. Like it will, it enhances every feeling that you have during sex. Now, I think that's enough on that because it's homophobic to think that, so grow up. The other thing I want to talk about to get people not be scared of is for cis hetero women who have felt pressured to do anal in the past and how to enjoy the pleasure without the pressure and kind of like removing that expectation on themselves. I think even in masturbation, I think it's so deeply ingrained that you're doing it for someone else.
Mm. Yeah, and I think we're in a time that it is so sex positive. There is so much information and we're seeing quite advanced sexual acts be brought to the mainstream. And not that I'm saying this is an advanced sexual act, but firstly, take time to think about what you want. Just because everyone's talking about it, just because people are interested in it, because we're seeing a culture of pleasure and sex change, it doesn't mean that because you like vanilla sex, that says anything about who you are as a person. So if you felt pressured to do any kind of sex, I mean, that's statistically quite common. And no sex should, you should never feel pressured to go into any sexual experience. So take time to like pause and think about what you're wanting and what will feel great for you. And this is why starting on your own is such a great way to integrate anal pleasure into any of your experiences, because you don't have the pressure of someone else. It's not about doing anything for them. You can really tune into your body and follow what feels good. But yeah, and then I guess also be really conscious of the conversations you're having. Intend to be sex positive when people are talking about trying new things, and maybe you have a response that you're kind of judging them for what they're into. Instead, get curious about that. Just because you're not into something, it doesn't mean that everyone else doesn't have to be into it as well.
Mm. You can kind of ask like, oh, what about it is good
like,
for you?
What do you like about it? Yeah.
So I've noticed with the butt plug launch, I was saying to you guys, like, I've gotten way more DMs. And even when I look, I'd say I posted a screenshot of the amount of shares and saves the posts get compared to comments and likes. There's like, I'll get like 4,000 likes, whereas a usual post of mine will get like 15 to 20,000, but then it'll get like 2,000 shares. And I'm like, people are still so ashamed of this, which is fine. Like, it's, you guys can do it in private, whatever you want. If you want to privately share rather than giving me validation, that's fine. But It is still, we were saying in our meetings that it's anal play, we feel, is where female masturbation was like 5 years ago or even 3 years ago.
Like, people wouldn't have understood the full structure, the clit, like a long time ago.
Yeah.
But like, I think that's now something where a lot of us have been like, oh, can't stop seeing like the wishbone clit diagram on my feed.
Necklaces, earrings, merch,
I'm
t-shirts,
out,
literally
you know?
At protests, it's everywhere. Click, 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 clit. But I think that it's just important to remember this is pleasure for you. It's not for anyone else.
Yeah.
And
oh, sorry. No,
go.
I think the prostate stuff is like you know, amazing for people with penises, but a lot of people will be like, I've heard, like, I've seen in porn really hard and fast penetration, and it seems like it's often portrayed as this, like, thing that I do for partners as, like, almost, like, a taboo thing that I'm giving to them. And I think, yeah, like, actually just even being like, why does it feel good, like, as a sex coach?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that when we think about the pressure to partake in a sexual experience, it can often be for someone else. But for people with vulvas, there is so much pleasure that can be experienced through anal stimulation. And for some people, that is they're receiving oral and they receive external stimulation, and it's the thing that kind of sends them over the edge. Yeah. It's just like the finger between the cheeks that can just make you have this like really full body orgasm. But it might also be that internally they're experiencing stimulation and they climax from that. So there is this thing called the pudendal nerve, and the pudendal nerve runs through the perineum. The perineum is the space between your anus and your genitals. And then that branches off into other areas like the anus, the pelvic floor, and the clit. So that's why when you are receiving external or internal anal stimulation, and I know we've spoken about this before, that it can,
at least.
it can almost feel like you're stimulating a part of your genitals, or you can feel it in your genitals as well. And so that's why when people with vulvas speak about an anal orgasm, they speak about like this wave of pleasure, or this rush of heat, and this like more sort of full body experience, because you're kind of targeting sensitive areas from new angles. And I don't know if I've said this, but that's why if you're starting on your own, having other stimulation of the clit can be so important and powerful, because you're just touching all of these erogenous zones to make it feel way more intense.
Yeah, it feels like it's almost coming from like behind your clit, like it's like creeping up on it.
Yes.
Like, don't catch me. You know what I mean? It's like it's coming, it's literally coming from behind.
Yeah.
But, you know, in more ways than one. Another thing with the butt plugs is that when you're inserting, you can, and I think, well, should isn't a word that Georgia would use, but I think should, if you can, be stimulated in other ways. Someone asked me, at what point of the sexual experience do you insert the butt plug in? And I was saying I like to use another vibrator on my clit or in my vulva while I'm doing this, and then have, if I'm with a partner, have them be sucking on my titties or something, because the additional stimulation.
True blended.
Yeah, blended girl. Boost juice coming up again. Yeah, I think it makes the pleasure, like we were saying at the start, the pleasure is more intense, therefore you relax easier, therefore insertion's easier, therefore the pleasure is more intense, and it's like a snowball effect of cummies.
Yeah, and it feels better. Like that's, blended pleasure is so important for many people because, you know, when you're thinking about sex, what makes it feel good? It feels good when you bring your whole body into the experience. And whether that's someone kissing your neck or sucking on your nipples or stimulating your clit or penetrating you, like the more of your body that you have involved, often the more pleasurable it can feel.
Wow, so true. We also have questions for other got more questions, ran out of time. So if you want to have a blended orgasm, you also can get other toys at Normal, and you can use my code Abby for 15% off the entire Normal range, excluding option A, because we're just counting it yet. Grow up. but yeah, look, we love the toy. We love G. We love Lucy. Why did I look
we
at
love
that
you.
Wrong person just saying that? We love G. We love Lucy. It's so true. You're the same. We're all one. But if you want to look at, we've got links in bios for everyone's. G is G spot, G.spot_.
G spot. Yeah, G spot was taken by this weird car. Yeah, it was just one car. I don't know. So I had to get creative.
And Lucy, you're just Lucy Walk.
Oh, yeah, I'm Lucy Skywalker.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I set it up when I was 20 and I didn't anticipate this finger situation.
Yeah. And then it's normalco on Instagram. Yeah. And then it's normal.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because it's normal, you know? And then you can links in bios. You know what to do? Also, just go to literally my page at any point. You'll be able to buy a butt plug. Like, I'm sure I'm doing a live right now talking about it. So, by the way, guys, on Friday, we're going to do all of your specific questions about anal and butt stuff with G and Lucy. So instead of a nightmare fuel, it'll be like the opposite, like a positive experience for your assholes. So look forward to that. Hey guys, this is what you thought of the episode last week. Now remember, And if you have any thoughts about anything or even questions about anal from our chat just then with Georgia and Lucy, email in a voice note to hello@itslotpodcast.com. Let us know what's like a response. It can be a comment, a question, a criticism, if you're nice about it. Or you can DM the It's Lot Pod Instagram with a little voice note if that's easier. So let's see what you had to say about me being depressed last week. Woo!
Abby, you are so strong and brave. Bitch, I see a lot of myself in you, and I've also experienced abuser after abuser, and the toll that it takes on your future interactions is pretty relatable. But I've dropped being a cool girl and been single for the past 4 to 5 months now, and as you said, been honouring my self-worth, which I have never been happier about. Side note. casual dating is a sham though, and you deserve deep and fulfilling love. And you know what? Setting your boundaries is really fucking hard because it means respecting your self-worth has to be greater than your feelings for the other person, which if you're a lover girl like me is damn near fucking impossible.
Wow, so true. Love you, queen.
Thank you so much for the episode this week. I loved it so much, and there's so much that resonated with me as well. I felt so understood when I was listening to it. I was at work and I nearly started crying because I felt a lot of that pain as well. And yeah, I've spent years in fear of sort of dating men because in the past, when I've been even just a little bit vulnerable, I've been taken advantage of and hurt. And it's exactly like what you said. You're kind of left to pick up the pieces of it all. And it's so frustrating and it takes so much energy. And yeah, I'm so scared of doing it again and like opening myself up more. And it feels like no one else kind of understands or shares that frustration. So I just assumed that it's just not something other people really felt. So it's so nice to hear that I'm not alone, because so many family and friends and like people have been like, oh, like you should try harder, just give people a chance. And yeah, I just assumed it was me that was in the wrong.
Okay, this giving people a chance bullshit is so fucking annoying. Okay, look, yeah, we shouldn't settle for how we're treated, but also I don't want to settle for someone boring. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's like, oh, they might be boring too. I'm going, yeah, they are. That's the end of the sentence. That's the end of the sentence. The more traumatized you are, the less likely you are to choose healthy partners, because you're recovering from each one and you're like pendulum swinging between someone who's controlling and someone who's neglectful, and someone who's controlling and someone who's neglectful, because you like crave freedom or you crave someone like seeming like they care about you, but actually control isn't love.
The reason I felt compelled to reach out is because what I heard in your voice was a woman that feels heartbroken and sad at the moment, but I also heard your ADHD coming through so much. And I only say that because I am a woman who has ADHD, found out that I had it later in life. And I've noticed in the last couple of years that when I've gone through like a traumatic moment or a heartbreaking moment in my life, the ADHD side of my brain, I've realized now, I always thought that I just, quote unquote, didn't handle traumatic experiences or heartbreak well. But actually now I've realized that so much of how I went through those situations was my ADHD and not necessarily the heartbreak. And I just wanted to point that out because some things you said rang so true.
Yeah, the hyperfixation and the dopamine seeking and
rejection sensitivity dysphoria.
I think the biggest thing is the hyperfixation on like previous fights or like on like a certain person or something. That's probably the roughest part. But wow, love those, Lem.
There were more, but I just know that, you know.
I have ADHD.
Yeah.
So, love that. Well, guys, remember, email in your responses. I love it. I'm sure we'll get a lot for this anal episode. So,
yeah.
Email it or voice note to It's Lot Pod and TTYL.
A listener production.